I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here. You can find me at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. You know, a few days ago, I sort of jokingly said that I was going to start off my shows by simply reading off a list of NSA flag words, just because it's fun. Just because I think that it would be awesome if we could get the NSA to listen to the show and maybe learn some things about the Constitution. So I did a little research, okay? And I found that somebody has already done, you know, a composite list. A man named James Bamford, a veteran reporter with 30 years experience covering the NSA, has put together a list of NSA code words. And it's a pretty good list. It's supposed to actually be something that will cause the NSA to flag you as a potential terrorist if you use or overuse them in an email. Now remember, what is the First Amendment? Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press. Tell me something. If the NSA is flagging and reading your emails, do you have freedom of speech? I'm just wondering here. I'm just asking. Because I'm going to go over this list. And today I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to read the whole list just to make sure that we catch their attention. But I want you to see what is going on here. And I mean, some of these words, I don't understand. I mean, I have to actually look them up to figure out what they are. Why would they be on a list? And you know what I'm going to do as well? I am going to, every day, on my Facebook page and on my Twitter account, post. I mean, I'm just going to simply post the NSA flag words of the day so we can tweet them and we can share them and we can actually show people how ridiculous it is that the NSA is flagging our emails and our conversations with flag words that are just absolutely crazy. This could be our First Amendment real protest. A real protest against the NSA reading our emails. We need to simply share and tweet and post and use these flag words. Can you write your emails today and end every email with a list of your NSA flag words of the day? I mean, this is a protest. Ooh, does that scare you? Are you nervous about using NSA flag words? What is an NSA flag word? Best I can tell, it's a string of letters put in a row that make a word you can find in the dictionary that we use all the time. And you are intimidated to use a word because the NSA might do what? I mean, really, people, this is where insanity kicks in. When we are afraid to use certain words. Now, you know, I mean, these words are just crazy. Absolutely crazy. We'll start with the first six NSA, it's going to take us a long time to get through this list. The first six of NSA flag words. These, Liberty First Brigade, are your NSA flag words for today. Are you ready? Dictionary. Sweeping. Ionosphere. Military intelligence. Steve Case. Scully. These are your first six NSA NSA flag words for today. use these words in every correspondence that you give. Use them over the when you're talking to somebody. Say, look, I am engaging in a First Amendment protest of the NSA spying on me, and these are my flag words of today: dictionary, sweeping, ionosphere, military intelligence, Steve case, and Scully. Let's just talk about something real quick, because I thought it very curious. We have people's names in here. Steve Case was born in 1958. He's an American businessman known as the former chief executive officer and chairman of America Online, AOL. Since his retirement, chairman of AOL, Time Warner, he has gone on to build a variety of new businesses through his investment company, Revolution. In addition, he serves as a chair on the Case Foundation, run by his wife, Jean Case. In early 2011, he was selected by President Barack Obama to serve as chairman of the Startup America Partnership and named to the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Steve Case is also a frequent guest on CNNBC's Squawk Box and appeared on August 24, 2011, to discuss his initiatives to spur high growth entrepreneurship and job creation. I'm just reading this so you understand. His name is an NSA flag word. Can you please tell me why this man's name is an NSA flag word? Do we have to protect this man in such a way that if somebody is talking about him, the NSA has to monitor you? Do you see what's going on here? This man is not a member of the government. This man is not a terrorist that we're searching for. This man works with the Obama administration. Why is his name, Steve Case, an NSA flag word? Why is it that the NSA believes that they can read your emails and monitor your phone conversations if you say the name Steve Case? I'm sorry, too infrequently. Steve Case, Steve Case, Steve Case, Steve Case, Steve Case. Are you stinking kidding me? Do you see how ridiculous this is? Your argument, or anyone's argument, that the NSA has to read our emails and listen to our phone conversations because it has to keep us safe from terrorists, fails when you read this NSA flag word list. It absolutely fails. Dictionary, sweeping, ionosphere, military intelligence, Steve Case, Scully. These are your first six NSA with flag words. I mean, this is crazy. Do we spend an entire 13 minutes of every day's show discussing NSA flag words? I mean, how ridiculous is that? WIAPay, InfoSec, Information Security, Information Warfare, IW. If you use the two letters IW together, I or IS together, you are flagged. Privacy. Information privacy. If you use the word privacy. Information terrorism, terrorism defense information warfare, offensive information is an NSA flag word. National Information Infrastructure, InfoSec, Reno, CompSec, computer terrorism, firewalls. Wow, watch out, IT guys. You use the words computer terrorism and firewall, secure internet connections, and passwords too much in the same email, and your emails will be flagged by the NSA. I don't understand this. Tools is an NSA flag word. Telex, military intelligence. Flame. Flame is an NSA flag word. Oh, this should make Alex Jones happy. InfoWar. InfoWar is a NSA flag word. There you go, Alex Jones. You have made the NSA flag word list. Are you ready for this one? Every redneck in the world should be scared now. Bubba. I'm not kidding, you guys. This is just stinking unreal. Bubba is an NSA flag word. Archives. Sun Devil. Jack. The name Jack is an NSA flag word. Lacrosse, flashbangs. Oh, all the reports about the officers flashbanging. And then there's a whole string of what looks to be military intelligence and Department of Army abbreviations, you know. CDC is one. DOE is one. Don't talk about the Department of Education, or you will be engaged in NSA terrorist activity. Isn't that crazy? Don't talk too much about the DOE. Wow. Colonel. Domestic disruption. Smuggle. 15 kilograms. 15 kilograms is an NSA flag word. Well, this is crazy. Spies, eavesdropping, interception, covert video, 2600 magazine, password, Chan, another name, Chan. We're gonna code word. Every Chinaman, his net, the majority of the Chinamen in the world, their last name is an NSA flag word. We should just be really outraged about this. Are you ready to engage in a real First Amendment protest, Liberty First Brigade? Cowboy. Cowboy is an NSA flag word. Sugar Grove is an NSA flag word. Orthodox. Alicia. The name Alicia is an NSA flag word. Gorilla is an NSA flag word. You thought it was all about saying the words bomb, assassinate, president all in one word, and then all of a sudden you get flagged by the NSA. No. If you say Alicia used the dictionary to discover intelligence on cowboys and gorillas, you are now flagged by the NSA. I'm not kidding. Flu. The word flu. The word wings. The word package. All NSA flag words. I just want to ask you again. If the NSA is reading your emails because of national security, then why are these words flagged? Face. Pixar. Pixar is a flagged word. Why are we protecting individuals and companies? If the NSA is reading your emails and listening to your conversations, do you have freedom of speech and freedom of press? Just asking you.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
I'm really sort of having fun with these NSA flag words because it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. Worm, wings, package, chosen, bank, York, plutonium, rogue, anarchy, virus, oratory, pine gap, men with Morwen Stowe. I don't even know what these things are. Yakima. Sugar Grove. Cowboy. Pseudonyms. Pseudonyms is a flag word. Secure shell. Screws. Oh my goodness. Screws. Screws is an NSA flag word. I just... What are we going to do here, people? What are we going to do? The NSA is flagging our words, and you have no freedom of speech. Now, the interesting thing is about these NSA flag words is that this list has not been updated publicly since 1998, since the expansion of the NSA surveillance of what we say and what we do. What do you think the list looks like now? I'm just sort of chuckling because... because Alex Jones InfoWars is a flag word. I'm wondering, is Liberty First a flag word now? Just, you know, is Liberty First a flag word? I bet it is. I bet liberty is a flag word now. Let's see. What do you think new flag words are? Since this page has not been updated since 1998, what do you think the new flag words are? I guarantee you liberty. I guarantee you tyranny. I guarantee you tyrant. Sovereign. I know for a fact that is a flag word now. Sovereign. That's why I named my new book Sovereign Duty. Why? Just because. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen that Good Will Hunting movie, that used to be a favorite movie for me and my husband, it's a little harsh in the language, but Robin Williams is interviewing a young man who's been abused by his father his whole life, and he asks him, how did he abuse you? And he tells him, you know, with whatever he had. He usually gave me a choice. Do you want the belt? Do you want my hand? Or do you want this wrench? And Robin Williams asks, so what did you choose? He said, I always chose the wrench. Why? And then he says, expletive you. That's why. And so that's that's why I chose the name of the book Sovereign Duty. To poke a finger in the eye of the NSA. Because I'm going to use my words. And I'm going to use these flag words. So that you can be involved in this protest of the NSA demonizing and making words illegal. Do you see that's what they're doing? Flag words make words illegal. Why not? If you say these words, they can search and seize your emails and your phone conversations. The only reason the government can ever search and seize your property is on, well, it's supposed to be probable cause, but now it's suspicion of illegal activity. Do you see that? Saying these words now warrants suspicion of illegal activity, which means these words are potentially illegal activity. How does that work, America? I don't get that. I don't understand that. How have we come to a place where saying words is illegal activity? Our framers are flipping over in their graves. Thomas Jefferson, a man of words. Thomas Paine, a man of words. Benjamin Franklin, a man of words. John Adams, a man of words. Mercy Otis Warren, a woman of phenomenal words. And here we are, 2014, reading a list from 1998 of words that have been made illegal. How does that make you feel, Liberty First Brigade? How does that enrage you? Does that make you angry? Your children cannot say words without being suspected of a crime. It's time to stand up and push back. Or forever hold our words.
My mom always said I was born for this. And some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be. Cause she filled me with love and the strength to live. She said,
the Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, our NSA code words were a whole lot of fun today. We won't be spending that much time on the NSA code words every day, but perk up your ears, Liberty First Brigade. From this day forward, I have actually bookmarked this list. And so every day, we are going to read NSA flag words on this show. And it is a mission of the Liberty First Brigade to use these flag words whenever you can. Do not be intimidated to use words. When words and their use becomes a crime, you are a slave. And when you are afraid to use words because the tyrants say so, then you admit your servitude. I will not admit my servitude. I will wait till they flash bang my cat. I don't have a cat. They flash bang my house and come after me. When they cut my tongue out, I will hum words. When they burn me at the stake, I will say these words, because that is my inalienable right to speak. I hope that we're connecting these dots. That when your speech is made illegal, you cannot speak. I do want to take a few minutes to talk about Boehner's big budget, okay? The omnibus bill. And, you know, I mean, what do we just simply discuss the blatantly obvious here, the GOP? This Boehner is Boehner. Ooh, wow. What an amazing Freudian slip. We need to use that Boehner. Boehner, who is supposed to be the leader of the GOP. He is, make no mistake, a representative leader of the GOP. You don't like him. Guess what? He represents the GOP. That is who the GOP has selected to be its chief representative, its chief spokesman. The GOP has, by making John Boehner the Speaker of the House, the GOP has said, this man best represents who we are in the House of Representatives. I want you to just digest that for a little bit, because we need to have these arguments in our quiver when we're discussing with Republicans who are die-hard party loyalists that, hey, your party has left you behind in the dust, America. The GOP has said Boehner is the best representation of the GOP in the House of Representatives and in the entire country. Put that together with Mitch McConnell being now the leader of the Senate. So now the GOP, just add this up, okay? The GOP has said that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are the best representatives, the two people who best represent the ideology of the GOP in the United States. Really? That's why we cannot be party loyal, America. That's why we have to break away from this party system, and I don't care what you think about the party system. Liberty over security. That's what we talked about in the first show, right? Liberty over the first section of the show, liberty over security. And now we're talking about principle over party. How can you associate with a party who says the best representatives of who we are Boehner and McConnell? I mean, I don't get that. And now Boehner's over 1,600 pages, $1.1 trillion bill is what the GOP is now going to push forward before December 12th, right? Because I think they have to do this either tomorrow or the next day before December 12th before they can have not have a government shutdown. Wow, brain blacked out there for a second. Not have a government shutdown. Is that what you want? I mean, look at this. $1.1 trillion increase. Do you know what that means? I mean, I hope you realize it's not just another $1 trillion in spending. There's so many hidden things in there. That's most really learned economists tell us that our $18 trillion in debt is actually more like $200 trillion in debt when you add up all the stuff that's, you know, in hiding and this, that, and the other. But what are we spending our money on? Right? Our framers made a limited and defined federal government. James Madison tells us in Federalist 45, the powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Those that remain in the states are numerous and indefinite. He says the powers delegated to the federal government through the Constitution are reserved to external objects, foreign affairs. And then he names them war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce. Those are the only powers delegated to the federal government via the Constitution. And the whole reason any other power you may list is delegated to the federal government is not to expand war, peace, negotiation, or foreign commerce, but built based on those things. Their power to coin currency is because we have to engage in an organized and efficient foreign affairs. A union with the same coinage means that foreign negotiations and foreign trade can happen easily. A union without common coinage means that foreign trade has to take place in 50 different currencies. That's just not efficient. At least our framers knew that. They never allowed them to make paper money or fiat. My goodness, how many of our liberty charters call out fiat as a mode of tyranny? Well, at least I know the Grand Remonstrance of 1641 does. They chopped off Charles I's head for attempting to take them off the gold and silver standard and creating brass fiat money. They called that treason and chopped off his head in 1641, a lesson we don't learn anymore. But you see, the Republican Party has become the party of the Tories, the big government, big spending guys. I thought that was supposed to be the Democrats, really. Well, let's see what O'Boehner's bill looks like. And don't tell me that it's O'Boehner's. It's just O'Boehner's problem. He's the bad guy. No, your GOP has told us that he is the best representation of the GOP. So your best representation of the GOP, Mr. O'Boehner, is going to hand out in his $1.1 trillion worth of spending. Hand out a huge kickback to the travel industry. Listen, first I want to say this. Do you know that we have a Travel Promotion Enhancement and Modernization Act of 2014? Okay, big alarms. Not war, peace, negotiation, or foreign commerce. This is domestic affairs, a power that is reserved to the states. And we now have Travel Promotion Enhancement and Modernization Act of 2014. Where in the world does the Constitution authorize the federal government to promote, enhance, and modernize travel? It doesn't. We already have this. Okay, this is already on the books. Boehner's bill just simply reauthorizes, extends, and changes the Travel Promotion Act of 2009. It's nothing more than a kickback to Harry Reid and the casinos in Las Vegas. And this is part of the essential spending. If your representative votes for this, you know who your representative is. This is absolutely crazy. Now, this act, as all these stupid kickback acts, are supposed to sunset in 2015, but now O'Boehner says we have to actually extend it. Now, they tried to stick this in the Gang of Eight amnesty. Yeah, amnesty and travel. Wow, okay. They tried to stick this pork in the amnesty bill, and the Gang of Eight's amnesty bill, but that failed. So now O'Boehner has to stick it in there for, whatever reason, because he's a Tory. He's a big spending, big government guy. And so now is the GOP. How about this? Boehner's $1.1 trillion spending bill gives $9 million to protect endangered species. Now look, these are U.S. funding acts that we're giving more money to. We already give money to these things. Now we're going to give $9 million more to them. We have a spending. We have the elephant conservation. The African elephant conservation. What is the matter with my tongue today? African Elephant Conservation Act, the Asian Elephant Conservation Act, the Rhinoceros and Tiger Conservation Act, the Great Ape Conservation Act, the Marine Turtle Conservation Act, These are spendings of our federal government. And they ought not be. You know what? I love elephants, tigers, and turtles, and rhinos, okay? I think they're really cute on Disney. I don't think that we should be slaughtering them wastefully. I don't think that we should be torturing them, whatever. But this is not a federal government issue. Not a federal government issue. And why are we spending $10 million on this, O'Boehner? O'Boehner's bill gives $5.4 billion to fight Ebola around the world and at home. Ebola is the crisis that never happened, right? They tried to make that huge, and they're still lying about it. More people die. Okay, Ebola has been around for a long time, and more people have died from the flu and starvation in these countries and in our country than Ebola. But O'Boehner is now going to dedicate $5.4 billion to fight Ebola around the world. Not a federal government issue. This is not something that the federal government should be doing, engaging in health and human services globally, and not in health and human services domestically either. This is a domestic issue. This is not a federal issue. But the money, the $5.4 billion, is going to the Department of Defense as well. Health and Human Services, Department of Agriculture, Department of State. Millions upon millions of dollars being spent for Ebola. Yeah. I'm still shaking my head.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
When the government is no longer limited by the Constitution, when the government's only limitation is its own will, then you no longer have a Republic America. You have a totalitarian tyranny. And we're talking about the federal government doing things they're not supposed to. And the GOP leading the charge. And this $1.1 trillion of spending. I guarantee you're going to hear every talking head about talking about this today, but let's talk about the fact that all of this stuff is unconstitutional, that the federal government does not have the authority to spend money on this stuff. This $1.1 trillion bill gives $500 million worth of weapons and aid to appropriately vet, that's in quotes, Syrian rebels. Are you kidding me? Over $500 million worth of weapons and other aid to vet Syrian rebels fighting against Bashar al-Assad. No, the Constitution says our common defense. You're supposed to be defending our borders, not extending them. We're not supposed to be engaging in everybody's war across the country. Go read George Washington. George Washington warned us about this. Thomas Jefferson warned us about this, about sticking our noses in other people's business. The Secretary of Defense is authorized in coordination with the Secretary of State to provide assistance, including training, equipment, supplies, sustainment, and stipends. Stipends! To appropriately vetted elements of the Syrian opposition and other appropriately vetted Syrian groups or individuals for the following purposes. Are you kidding me? The government is determining which Syrian rebels are the good guys. And now we're going to pay them your money and give them weapons. Over $500 million worth. Who knows who these people are? Which guys are the good guys and the bad guys? John McCain posed with Syrian rebels. We found out later are the terrorists. Posed with a photo op with John McCain, with rebels. He had no clue who they were. And now we're going to be giving them money and weapons. I'll remind you that we created Al-Qaeda. Hillary Clinton admitted to that we created Al-Qaeda. And now we're going to be creating and arming Syrian rebels too. This is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Now, we are going to be funding Obama and his amnesty movement. $948 million to handle the surge of unaccompanied minor children. That's what Obama's bill does. It does not secure the border. It does not enforce immigration laws. It hands Obama $948 million to aid in his executive amnesty. And this is what your GOP says is the best representative of the GOP. No border security, no enforcement of immigration laws, no deportation. Just handing Obama $948 million to engage in his executive amnesty. Somebody please tell me, why did we vote overwhelmingly to give the House and the Senate a GOP majority when this is who your GOP is? They are screaming at you, America. They are telling you loud and clear who they are. Is anybody listening? Is anybody out there? Watch out, America. You are being flanked on both sides by a totalitarian, tyrannical, power-hungry government. And if we don't wake up soon and start pushing back, the consequences and the situation will become even more dire than it is today. Fight now while we can, peacefully. God bless.